And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, or actually welcome back, Steve Bensing, who's president of the Duneland Photography Club. And they meet regularly in Porter County here at the
Sunset Hill Farm County Park.
Right. And that's what days do you meet?
Our regular meeting is the first Tuesday of the month, and we usually meet at 7 p.m.
Okay. And I know you used to have a thing where people would come earlier for like some mentoring also.
Yes. Sometimes we'll have an early 5:30 mentoring session. So we do we're still doing that most of the time.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with the club, what you have been doing in terms of exhibits. I think you just had an exhibit close, and what you got coming up and other activities maybe into 2022.
Okay, well, the Duneland Photography Club, we've decided that we want to keep people engaged as much as possible. So in the days when we were, really cautious about what was going on, we were meeting by Zoom. But now, and we've had some meetings outdoors. Now we're meeting at our regular places again. But we still have a lot of outdoor things, and we still use the internet for some of our activities. So we're using pretty much any modality we have to keep people engaged and informed. So we give you an example of some of the things we've been doing. We do some community service. For example, the Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso, we do some photography for them. And so that they've started up their productions, and we're doing photos of the headshots of the artists, and we're also having one of our members is doing some of the live shots of the dress rehearsals, so they have some action shots as well. So we're doing that kind of thing. We've been members have been involved in different exhibits that have been going on, and this exhibit that we have coming up in the beginning of the year will be one of the first times that we've gotten together as a having a club exhibit. The last time we did that as a group was I believe it was earlier this year at the Chesterton Art Center, somewhere around February and March. So
Steve, is there, how big is the membership, and is there a fee to belong to it?
Yes. Okay. So our membership is growing. We have over 100 paid members right now. Of course, they're not all showing up at the exact same time, but it's been amazing. Even in times of pandemic times and so on, we've had a lot of people that have been interested. They've seen us out on outings and on hikes in the dunes or different places, and they've been interested and wanted to join up with us. So it seems like every month we have some more people joining, and it's really pretty reasonable to join the club. It's only $10 a year for an individual member. And if you want to sign up as a family, it's $20. So we're getting membership for the new year right now. But anyway, we've been growing, and we're just happy that we can be here for people that are interested in photography.
Do you have any field trips planned?
Yes. As a matter of fact, now there's some that we're doing in the month of December, which by the time this aired will be over with. But we just to give you an example of things that we do, we've done some hikes in the dunes. We've done we're going to be going to Lincoln Park Zoo and do some photos of the zoo lights. Also locally, we'll go to Petyville and take some pictures of the Christmas lights there. In the wintertime, we like to get some hikes even in the snow. So we've done some of that, and we'll be having some of those things coming up early in the year. Sometimes it's nice to go to some of the events that are local, such as in downtown Valparaiso. It's pretty, especially we get a little bit of snow. We'll be looking to get out and get some pictures of that. At our upcoming meetings, we have a variety of things planned for this coming year. In January, one of our members, Dave Laseko, is going to do a presentation on film photography and developing your own film. And he's a unique individual, and we love his interest and his technical ability in doing some of those, what might some people might consider old school photography, but we learn a lot from that. In February, we're actually going to have a Zoom meeting, but Barry Butler, who's a well-known photographer in Chicago, has agreed to do a presentation for us via Zoom. So we're going to be doing that in February. And then in March, we have scheduled Lila Hewlett, who's the superintendent of the photography for 4-H. And we're going to have her do a presentation on how to teach your kids photography. So you can see there's quite a variety of things that we're planning on coming up.
A beautiful variety.
We've got a little over a minute left, and we want to make sure we hit about the upcoming exhibit you have at the Art Barn. So tell us some of the details about that.
Okay, the Art Barn exhibit. It will be our exhibit, the Doolin Photography Club. We're setting it up on the January the 8th. We'll have an opening reception on the 15th, and it runs through the 12th of February. Along with us, there's an artist in residence at the Art Barn right now, and she will be there as well, Samantha Purse, and she will be part of our reception as well. So we'll be kind of sharing that a little bit with that. We think that's a fun thing to do as well. So it will be members of the club, essentially, as far as the photography is concerned. And we're putting that together right now.
Very good. So it's the Doolin Photography Club at the Art Barn, which is at 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. It's running January 8th through February 12th, and the opening reception is January 15th. Steve Bensing, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air
Spotlight.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, thanks.